The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Good morning, everyone. Get thee to the White House Rose Garden at about 10:30 this morning. The president is going to hold a news conference. Earlier this month, it was passed this jobs bill. This morning, it's going to be passed this detailed plan to reduce the federal deficit. Joining us to talk about it is Sylvia Nasar, author of Grand Pursuit, The Story of Economic Genius. She's a business journalism professor at Columbia University. Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So it's going to take more than an economic genius to solve this federal debt crisis, wouldn't you say?
It certainly will. It will take a real leader to put things into perspective and to make people feel confident that we're going to get a good solution that won't harm our longer-term prospects.
That sounds more like political genius rather than economic genius. Hold on there, Sylvia. Todd Zwillick, our own political genius, joins us from Washington, Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Which is it, economic genius to deal with the daunting numbers here or political genius to get something passed? Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. You have to interpret the president's speech later on this morning as probably the former, a little bit of political genius, because he's not sending this in bill form to Congress. This is not going to be Barack Obama Deficit Reduction Act 2012. No, this is a challenge to the super committee, you know, the joint committee. Some people, Nancy Pelosi calls it the Table of 12, whatever you call it, that congressional committee that's supposed to come up with $1.5 trillion in deficit spending. The president here is saying, let's make it $3 trillion. You call that in Washington, the euphemism now is let's go big. But Republicans
Before we talk about numbers, yeah. You said it's the joint committee, right?
That's right.
And what does Speaker Boehner call the joint committee now? Hold on one second. Listen.
Now, tax increases, I think, are off the table. And I don't think they're a viable option for the joint committee. It's a very simple equation. Tax increases destroy jobs. And the Joint Committee is a jobs committee.
So the Joint Committee is now a jobs committee, according to Speaker Boehner, and there are going to be no taxes here because that destroys jobs. So let's get a sense of the economics on that in a moment from Sylvia Nasar. But what do you make of the politics of that, Todd? Doesn't look like this is going anywhere.
The very opposite of what Democrats had been trying to say, which is to separate the debt discussion from the jobs discussion. They feel like Republicans melded those two things together over the summer with all of the deficit and debt reduction that was already done. They want to separate those two discussions. And there is, by the way, the American Jobs Act is part of this, about $500 billion folded into this whole grand plan that the president wants to challenge a super committee to do. But this plan is going further, saying we should be increasing taxes on the wealthiest people. $1.5 trillion worth. Bush tax cuts expire. You're going to hear something called the Buffett principle. That refers to Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has famously said, why do I pay a lower tax rate than my secretary? That's not right. The president's going to say the wealthiest Americans, pardon me, should never pay less than the middle class. Those are the grand things he's going to talk about. And some changes to Medicare and Medicaid, but not going after the retirement age for Medicare, not going after Social Security at all.
All right,
so
let's
talk
about
a lot of goodies in there.
Let's talk about the tax issue for just a moment. That's Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Sylvia Nasar, author of Grand Pursuit, The Story of Economic Genius. You know, can you responsibly, and I mean this in economist terms, can you responsibly talk about addressing the deficit by taking taxes off the table? And if you look at the math for what the president is proposing, is it enough to do anything significant if he taxes 450,000 millionaires?
Well, the only way to take taxes off the table, given that the aging population is going to add about 5 percentage points of GDP to spending. The only way to take it off the table is either to radically cut Medicare and Social Security spending or the very small fraction of GDP that now goes to military and discretionary.
Sylvia Nasar, okay, let's just talk with Todd Zwillick about the wiggle room here, because in the federal budget, there is very little that is discretionary here. What you started to mention it a moment ago, Todd, what of discretion of entitlement spending is actually on the table here, and what's the president going to talk about?
The White House was short on specifics last night in terms of exactly what they're willing to cut, except saying about $250 billion from Medicare and about $72 billion from Medicaid. They were not specific, but we have an idea of where they might go. Where they won't go is increasing that retirement age from 65 to 67, something the president did propose to John Boehner back during the so-called grand bargain discussions in the last round of deficit cutting over the summer. You can lower rates to providers, hospitals, and doctors. You can change especially the way we pay for prescription drugs. There's a couple dozen billion in that. The White House didn't say that, but that's the things they've talked about in the past. And they may actually ask wealthier Medicare beneficiaries to pay more. They call that means testing. You're richer, you can afford to pay a little bit more for your Medicare benefits. That's what they're talking about there.
Behind all of this, Todd Zwillich, is there a veto threat?
We are expecting a veto threat, and it's interesting what it's on because it's exactly where we expected the president to want to have this election ever since the spring when the president first started talking about deficit reduction. The White House says expect a veto threat from the president if Congress says we're going to take money out of Medicare without raising taxes on the wealthy. He says, non-starter, you send me that bill, I'll veto it. And you can see the election positioning there. We are not going to affect the elderly, the middle class, ask them to pay more if we're not asking the wealthiest to pay more. And it's all not just the Warren Buffetts, it's the Bush tax cuts.
Right, well, it's all those voting constituencies there. You can see as the president speaks at his news conference at 10:30 Eastern time in the Rose Garden. Before we go, Sylvia Nasser, do you think this is the kind of a plan the president should have proposed long ago during the government shutdown talks or even the debt ceiling talks?
I think that the plan is no, I don't, because I think that taking a position of either or, you know, either no taxes or no cuts in Social Security and Medicare is completely unrealistic.
And as far as political genius is concerned, do you think this president is up to the task?
I don't know. I hope that the American public is getting ready to be realistic.
All right. Well, now, the curious mix between economics and politics is the subject of Sylvia Nasser's book, Grand Pursuit, The Story of Economic Genius. We'll talk with her in the next hour about how economists got so influential in American politics. But for now, we'll leave it there. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much. Sylvia Nasser, we'll talk to you next hour.